Good morning, everyone. Again, this is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I will be your host this morning. I'm asking you all that can say a prayer for a special prayer for Minister Andre for his cousin brother. They grew up like brothers in the same house. His cousin is in ICU over at and it's not looking great. Derek Brito, so call his name out and pray much for him and help encourage Minister Andre. Okay, this morning we just want everyone to come in and have a heart and a mind toward praying and encouraging and lifting up our sisters and our brothers, and keep that in mind as we go forth this morning. And those that are on the line that are not being a prayer host, to also pray with us as we go forth today. Right now, I'm going to present our first prayer lead, which is Sister Rachel. When you're ready, sister, you can go ahead and begin.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Let's pray. My prayer topic this morning is on redemption. And as someone with a testimony like mine, some of you may or may not know, I am a survivor of human trafficking. I spent 15 years in a forced marriage that I was sold into at age 19 by a family member. So the first formative years of my adulthood were stolen from me, were spent in captivity. And as I got free in 2017, and over these last years, as I've healed and grown and begin to walk in wellness and develop our ministry that serves other survivors, the Lord's really been speaking to me this last few weeks about redeeming the time. And I'm so glad that he's a redeemer because it was like, you know, people would say, well, you know, half of your adulthood was taken from you. But God has promised me, according to Joel 2:25, that he will redeem the years that were stolen. And that is his promise to all of us. So as we look back over our lives and we think about times that we weren't walking with the Lord, or that we weren't in alignment, or that we had stepped out of his will, time that was spent, what we would deem wasted, or even time that was stolen, whether it be through sickness or illness or addiction or an extreme measure like my story, or domestic violence or other issues. Even the year we all lost, quote unquote, to COVID, God has promised he will redeem that time. Let's pray about redemption. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are our Redeemer, that you look over the span of our lives, and that you are outside of time. Lord, we understand it is a construct that you created to help us govern our days and ourselves, our allocated time here on earth. But ultimately, we are eternal beings that will return to you. And our existence and experience, Father God, is governed sovereignly by you. And we just thank you and praise you for that peace and knowing. Lord, we know that our time spent in a human experience is limited. But Father God, you rule and reign over that. And you are able to supernaturally, outside of time, do things that none of us in our humanity could do. Lord, I pray for elevated minds and hearts, that we would know and understand we are ultimately seated in heavenly places with you, and you can do things as our Redeemer that no one or nothing else could do. That is so much comfort. Lord God, I pray for everyone who feels that time was taken, stolen, or lost. But in your kingdom, there is no lack or loss. that you have the ability and you are willing, as we come into alignment and agreement with you, to do all the things that you purposed to do in our lives. You said in your word over and over again, there's several scriptures that come to mind, that you wrote about us in the chapters of the book of life before you ever put us into this human experience. You made plans for us, plans that were good and plans to prosper us, not to harm us, plans for a hope and a future, before you ever sent us here. You knew us before you knitted us together in our mother's womb. You knew exactly what our days would look like. You had an ideal expectation for us. And Lord, I pray as we walk out this human experience that we would continuously seek you so that we could come into alignment with your will for our lives, and you are able to redeem the time. Lord God, I pray that you would also redeem lives. We thank you and praise you that you are the one who leaves the 99 to go after the one. I know you found me. I thank you and praise you that you snatched me out of my darkest night and redeemed my life. And now it is a bright, shining testimony of what the power of God can do. The love of a Father, the grace of a Savior, and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that you are our kinsman redeemer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you redeem lives. Thank you that you redeem land. Thank you that you redeem wealth and health. You are able to do it. Lord, with that knowing, with that great faith, we petition before you the health and well-being, Father God, of our dear brother. If it be your will, Lord, we know you can heal him just like that. I've seen you do it. I saw you do it last year to my mother. Brought her off a ventilator after 13 days. You can do it. We have big enough and bold enough faith to come right into your throne room and ask you in grace. If it be your will, Lord, heal him. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus over every heart that's suffering and hurting. Father God, due to the things that the locusts have stolen, time, health, Father God, finances, Lord Jesus, relationships, but you are faithful to restore and redeem. Ultimately, Lord God, we will get our healing. If it be in glory, help us to understand. Help us to have peace. We know your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. So, Lord Jesus, we give it over to you with full faith and full trust, Lord Jesus, in what you're doing. You are our good, good Father. And however you move and whatever you choose to do, we know that it is all for redemption. This whole beautiful love story, since the day we left the garden, has been a beautiful plan to redeem man to you. We thank you and praise you for that. We thank you for your heart for us. We thank you that you didn't give up on us. You could have shut down the garden and burned up earth. You washed it all away with the flood with Noah, but you still had a heart for us. Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you didn't do us in like Sodom and Gomorrah. You didn't leave us in Egypt. Naturally, Father God, way back then, and even in our own personal individual Egypts, you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you and praise you for that. You are always working a plan for redemption. We thank you for your loving heart and nature toward us. You are so kind towards us. We know that redemption is rooted in kindness and love. Your great mercy, like Bishop taught us, your steadfast love. It never fails. It never goes away. It never runs out. It never runs dry. We thank you and praise you that we abound in love with you always. What a beautiful, beautiful promise that no matter what, you love us. So all things are covered. We thank you and praise you for your nature. I pray that we would have the same nature as you, Lord. That we would have our hearts that are hungry to redeem. That we would be looking for areas of opportunity in our lives, in our relationships, in our ministries, in our work for redemption. What areas can we extend that redeeming heart out in? What areas can we pray down the power of heaven for restoration? Holy Spirit, reveal it to us. There's someone who hasn't talked to someone in a long time. Reach out. Have a redeeming heart. It's the heart of our Father. restoration and redemption is always the will of the Father. Lord God, give us minds and hearts for forgiveness. Help us to extend the mercy to others that you have extended to us. Let us love like you. Help us to love better. Help us to increase the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to love like Corinthians tells us, patiently, kindly, keeping account of no wrong. Thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that it is your heart and your will for redemption for all. Help us to love like you, Father. We thank you and praise you for your promises over us. We thank you and praise you for the peace and grace that you give us, even in the midst of trials and hardship. Help us to recognize your mercy and grace, Father God, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. And that you will redeem everything ultimately one day. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on that promise. We thank you and praise you for the place that we can always call home with you. We love you, we worship you, and we praise you. We honor you today in Jesus' name. We seal these prayers in the blood of the Lamb. And I decree peace and well-being, safety and protection over all your people on this line, in this ministry, and everyone connected to us and in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank you that we have a Father who has a heart for redemption. Let's just rest and have peace in that today. And at this time, as we lift our brothers and sisters up continuously, let's remember to do that today. I'll turn it back over to our prayer lead, our prayer host. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you, Sister Rachel, for that beautiful prayer and testimony. Christ is our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us. Thank you, Jesus. Let's continue to look to him, because he and he alone can redeem us and wash away all of our sins and all of our past, our issues, our hurts, and our pains. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. That was a great, great prayer. We're going to do our mission statements. I want to go over those. We are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family. We are a university for success. And we are a people vowing to praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just in case there's someone on here that is not connected to Bishop Clark and the ministry and receiving texts or emails letting you know any event or anything that's going on, when he'll be on YouTube or anything, you want to be connected, text the word MAXIMIZE, MAXIMIZE. To 55444. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And let's just for those of you that were on in the beginning, you heard the request that I made, but there might be some that came in afterwards. Keep Minister Andre in your prayers. His first cousin, brother cousin, Derek Brito, is in ICU at University Hospital on the ventilator. It's not looking really well, good. So just keep him in prayer, special prayer for him this morning. Those that have to leave, before you go, if you can, sow a seed this morning into the body of Christ. We need your offering to help support the ministry. You can send it by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You could also go to text to give, text the word give to 216-446-1209. And then you can go to the ekcministries.org. You could leave your offering, a prayer request, and upload your 1 minute or less GPS. We're still looking for prayer hosts and prayer leads every day. So if any of you are interested, please call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. Leave her a message and she will get back with you and make sure you know just what to do. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Thank you, Jesus. And at this time, I'm going to introduce our next prayer host, prayer lead, Sister Mildred. Sister Mildred, when you're ready, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Mildred Lanier, and my prayer is God's creation. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning. We lift you up, Father. We lift you up, Father, in love and truth, God. We lift you up for being the creator of the universe, Father, the creator of all things, Father. God, you are the creator of all things, the visible, the invisible, and even all spiritual being, God. You are the creator of all things, God. And we depend upon you, God. We depend upon you being the creator of all creation, Father. It is you that was before all, and it is you that will go on forever, Father. And we love you, Father, knowing that you are the creator of all things, Father. Father, we pray this morning, God. We lift you up this morning. We thank you for your creation of light. We thank you for your creation of the sky, the moon, all that you created, the earth, the heavens, oh God. We thank you, God, for just the sun, the animals on land, on sea. We thank you for all of your glory that we see, all of your glorified, your beautiful creation, oh God, that you've given us sight to see, God, that represents your glory, Father. We thank you for all things that you've created, Father. We praise you on this morning, how magnificent and marvelous your creations are, Father, and how magnificent and marvelous you are in our life, Father. Father, we thank you this morning for the things that you created, the unseen and the foreseen, Father. Father, teach us to share and care, Father. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Whether it's your throne or domains or rulers or authorities, you are the creator of all things, Father. Father, you created the most high things, Father. You created the innermost being, and we praise you on this morning because we are fearfully and wonderfully made from your works, God, from your marvelous works, Father. Father, you are the builder of all things. Father, it is you that blesses us, God. It is you that keeps us, God. It is you that give us, God. Your creations is well done, Father, and we bless you for that on this morning, oh God. Father, through you, God, all things exist, Father. Through you, God, your glory exists through you. Father, we are your handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works for your name's sake, oh God, to do good works for you, Father, which you have prepared for us to do. Father, it is you that creates all things. It is you that keep our mind. It is you that's the creator of the mind, Father. Father, it is you that your words speak to us through heaven, Father. It is you that your words speak to us to do your will, God. The words that you created, Father, that we receive, God, and intervene in, Father. It is you, Father, that created all things, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, on this morning, God, for being the creator, Father, for being the creator of all things. Father, no one is comes before you and no one comes after you, Father. You are the beginning and the end, and you are the first and the last, Father. We love you, Father, for being who you are in our life, and we love you for being the creator of all things, even through the womb, Father, with children, with grandchildren. God, it was you that called them into existence, Father, your great creation and your gift to us in life, Father. Father, you call the waters to set, Father. You call the waters to pour out on dry land over the sea, Father. And we love you for that. You are the God of all creation. You are the God of all great things. The Lord is your name, and you are greatly to be praised. For in you we have our being, God. For in you we live and move. For in you we have our being and we live and move, God. It is you that give us conscience and thoughts. It is you, the creator of our conscience and the creator of our thoughts, God. And we love you for that, God. Put our mind on perfect peace even on this morning, God, as we move forward into a new year, Father. Father, through you all things are possible. Father, it is you that has taken out of the rib and made woman from man, God. It is you that did the great creation, Father. It is you that turned light and that turned darkness into light, God. It is you that said, let there be light, and there it was, God. Another one of your great creations, oh God. Father, and we thank you and we bless you for all that you've created, for all that you're continuing to show us in our life as you show us day after day, glory after glory, day after day, another. Every day is a great creation in our life, God. Every day we wake up is another day that you've made for us, oh God. Father, we thank you for your unique creations this morning. We thank you for just seeing different languages and cultures and nationalities, oh God. The God of love and the God of truth of all things. All things are created and connected unto you, oh God. For we all share one blood and your mighty hand, oh God. Your great creations, oh God. Naked we come from the womb, and naked we shall return, oh God. Another one of your greatest creations, oh God. And we love you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, oh God. The things that you've created in our lives, oh God. The things that you've given us, homes and jobs. Your great creation, God. Let us cherish the things that you've given us. Let us not take for granted the things that you allowed us to walk through, the people that you've put in our lives for different seasons and different reasons, oh God. God, let us not take for granted the things that you took us through and the things that you're going to take us through and the places we've been and the places that we're going in you, Father. Let us not take these things for granted, God. All things are created for your good, Father. All things are created for the path that we take as we hold your hand, oh God, as we trust you and we love you and we praise you, oh God. Father, fill us up this morning with your spirit. Fill us up with your praise and wisdom. Fill us up with your gratitude and courage on this morning, oh God. Strengthen us to stand as you do, Father. Strengthen us and give us courage as we encourage others, Father, as you do, Father. Father, for there is none like you, and we love you on this morning. We lift you up, knowing all your glorious creations that you've created, oh God, knowing all the things that you even spoke over our lives and in our life, the words that you've created, oh God, your word that you've created, the universe that you've created, the earth that you hold in your hand, oh Father. We thank you for it on this morning, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing, even right now in our lives, oh God, the creative minds that you've given us, oh God, the creative thoughts that you've given us, oh God. All things are yours, oh God. All of us are all belong to you, oh God. We love you this morning and we lift you up, oh God, knowing that you are the great creator, oh God, knowing that you are have a great spirit, the gift of love that you've given us, oh God, the gift of love, the gift of peace that you've created in our emotions and in our spirit, oh God. And we thank you for it on this morning. We thank you for the gift of forgiveness that you've given us, oh God, the gift of repentance that you allowed us to have, oh God, to keep us close to you, oh God, the gift of forgiveness, oh God. We thank you for that on this morning, oh God. We thank you for all things that you've created, oh God, all things on heaven, in heaven and on earth, oh God, all your word that you've created for us to live by, to strengthen us by, oh God. We thank you for it, God, for giving us the word to be close to you, praise to be close to you, God, worship to be close to you, oh God. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for giving to us, oh God, all things that you created on this earth. We love you and we praise you for it, and we thank you. We can't thank you enough for just keeping us. We can't thank you enough for just keeping our mind, oh God. We can't thank you enough for just giving us, oh God, your greatest creation, life, Father, life. Thank you, Jesus, for life. And we thank you this morning and we praise you. And we even pray for the ones that's going through this morning that's sick, oh God. We pray that you create in them a pure heart, create in them a heart of healing, oh God. Heal them on this morning, oh God. Heal them on this morning. Let them lift their hands up to you on this morning, oh God, as they go through, oh God, whatever it is they're going through, God, mental illness, depression, anxiety, frustration, concerns about their family, concerns about rent, any concerns, oh God. We pray that you create in them a new heart on this morning. Let them know that you do all things according to thy will, thy purpose, and thy glory, and you have all things in your hand, Father. We love you this morning, and we bless you. We lift you up, oh God. From love we came, and love we go in your name, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise this morning. Yes, you are our great creator, our great keeper, our great, the Spirit of the Lord. We love you, God. Righteousness, peace, joy in your Holy Ghost, God. We love you. We bless you. And we praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning, the great creator of all creations. And we love you this morning. And continue, God, to pour into our life. Continue to let your word come alive in our life. Continue to allow us to be creative in our mind, God. Give us godly thoughts, God, godly ways. Let us discern godly spirits, oh God. Continue to create in us what you need us to be, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. We lift you up this morning and we glorify you. We go out in your peace, oh God, even on as we go into the end of the year. Let us have creative thoughts, God. Let us do what you called us to do. Let our plans be your plans and our thoughts be your thoughts, God. Continue to pour in us your will for our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred, for your prayers on creation. Thank you, Jesus, who is our great creator. God created everything. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for each and every one of you that have joined in with us on our prayer call, prayer service. I also forgot to mention to you all to keep in prayer Sister Cynthia Horton and the Horton family, Sister LaShonda Miller. keep them in prayer. And also, when I ask you all to remember Minister Andre's cousin that was that's at UH on the ventilators. He have another cousin that passed away, and keep him in prayer for that also. Pray that God give him strength and encourage him. Okay, so this morning we just want to go before you reiterating the Believer's Declaration in each of our minds and our hearts. And it goes, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve His purpose. It's His purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be ready. We got to have the Word of God in us. And we got to be steadfast and unmovable and just in position, because when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And the Father is our teacher. Thank you, Jesus. We know some of you have to leave this morning. We appreciate you for being on and help supporting this great ministry this time. But we also would like you to sow a seed if you have it, if it's in your heart to do, give and support the ministry at whatever level you can. You can do that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can go to the ekcministries.org, leave your offering and a prayer request. You can also upload your 1 minute or less GPS. You can also go to text to give at 216-446-1209. And if I'm not mistaken, text to give is Breeze. So if you have that Breeze app already, you can go to Breeze and give. Okay. And let's just keep each and everyone in our prayers today. Like I said, in Cleveland, Ohio today, it is a blizzard. It is mounds of snow. Maybe because I'm over in the snow belt, I don't know, but it's mounds of snow. And it's cold out. So praying for those that may be out. There's people that's homeless and not in shelters. And, you know, kids going back and forth to school and people got to get out and walk to bus stops, the sick and the elderly. Let's keep them always at the forefront of our prayers. Okay, at this time, I am going to present our next prayer lead, which is Pastor T. Buckner. If you're ready, sir, you may go ahead. Okay.
Yes. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you all, people of God, this morning. We thank you for your prayers that went forth, Sister Rachel, Sister Mildred, and Sister Keita, and hosting our prayer. We thank you, and we appreciate you. As I continue to read my epistles, my letters of Paul of encouragement, I read on a daily basis, one of my favorite books. And I'm just praying for everyone and praying for people I come in contact with on a daily basis. I look and I say, well, if you meet somebody in the store, you greet them, hey, how you doing? And you get the chance to share a couple of minutes. And people, it's a beautiful thing to run into another believer and just to share their faith. And I always ask them little things like, well, what's the word for the day? You know, the guy inside the bank or the woman in the bank or the grocery store, wherever you come in contact, the cleaners. And I say, well, what's the word today? And they'll say, forgiveness, or they'll say, joy. And then, you know, we'll get to talking real quick because we're going, and I'm just blessed to know that there's a lot of people that's praying. We don't know them, but there are a lot of people that's praying for different things and believing God for different things. And when we partner up with them, we share what we do. We have 8 a.m. prayer and the 9 a.m. daily prayer. And they, and you know, we give them information, but it's just a beautiful thing to run into believers and share your faith. And you might say, well, such and such, my friend is in the hospital. They'll say, what's their name? And then I say, well, they must really don't pray for them. And I believe they are. And I just get names as I'm going. But I just believe that when I call out their name, I believe that God hears, even though he even know their name, he even know their situation, he know what they're dealing with. But he will answer, and he will work on their behalf as we pray, like Minister Andre's cousin. We pray that God will send comfort his way. We said that God will send angels his way, and others that I have on my list. Sister Crystal over at the bank, we pray that God will intervene in her situation. My God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Tracy Rucker and Sister Karima, he will be with Sister Karima and Bishop Richardson and Bishop Jakes, and just comfort those families and be with them and strengthen them. Dr. Jimmy Cruz, be with them. Brother Howard, just be with them. Brother L.C., Brother Sean, Cornelius, Brother Darrell. Talk with David last night. Brother David, just be with them and comfort them and strengthen them and cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is good and God is faithful. There's a couple of other names. I gotta call them out. Y'all bear with me real quick. But the Lord Jesus, this prayer line is so, I'm just always grateful to when others are praying for me, and I thank you all for, I might not say it enough, but I thank you all for your prayers. They're felt. I receive them. I receive them in the day. I can't find my list right now. All those that are on my list, I pray for them. I pray that God's hand would be upon them. I pray that those that are sick, that God would heal them. Those that are in nursing homes, and God would be with them in the name of Jesus. In Philippians, Paul addresses, he writes these letters. There's four chapters in Philippians, and they're all speaking on joy. Of course, Paul was in prison when he was writing. He says, joy in serving, joy in suffering, joy in believing, and joy in giving. But in the first chapter, Paul writes, chapter 1, verse around 3, he said, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. This is what I do when I'm talking on the prayer line in the morning with my Body of Christ Assembly members and my co-laborers across the land. He says, verse 4, he said, whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news. I love that. About Christ from the time you first heard it until now. I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus will return. My God, he says, my partners, that's what we are. We're all partners in Christ Jesus, spreading the good news. So as we spread this good news out, we must suffer a little because Christ suffered. But Christ kept on going. Christ kept on going. He endured to the end. So my prayer this morning is that you continue to serve with joy. You continue to serve with the spirit of endurance, maintaining a commitment to a goal during times of pressure, that you will not get weary in well-doing, but in due season you will reap if you faint not. My prayer this morning is that you keep on going, that you get strengthened each day, you stay connected, and you stay connected to the man and the woman of God that are feeding you, the shepherds that are feeding the flock, feeding us the good word, so we can be strengthened and keep on moving no matter what. It's a snowy day, but I'm reminded of a man in a pit on a snowy day. And my God, God is just good. He's faithful and he's kind. And let me go on and pray, because I'm getting a little off here. But I just want to encourage you to keep on going. Keep getting your strength. Keep getting your nourishment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this time to share with the people of God, with our co-laborers and our partners in Christ Jesus. We ask God, we know that you that have begun a good work in us will complete it. Anything that you start, you will complete. You don't start anything and stop it. Hallelujah. You don't give up on us, and we won't give up on you. We thank you. We thank you for allowing us to pray this morning. We thank you for giving us the strength to pray. We thank you for all those that are connected, all our seniors. My God, we pray for them and lift them up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. All the partners across the land, we lift them up. All in all our different cities and different states, we lift them up. We pray for them and we pray for their families. They will be safe this morning, no matter what, God. Keep them safe. Keep them safe. Keep them covered in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for their labor of love. We thank you for them joining. Everyone that's on the prayer line, every family that's associated with the prayer line, we pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that your hand of mercy would be upon them. Though they walk through the valley of shadow of death, they will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We know that, God, you walk with us. We don't have to walk alone. We thank you. We thank you that our steps are ordered. Our steps are ordered. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that everything that is going in our life is going according to your will. My God, we just going to trust you, God, and just believe. My God, hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to close your eyes and just hold on. Just close your eyes and hold on, because God is pulling you. He's pulling you through all this stuff, all this mess, all this trouble, all these trials, all these tribulations. He's pulling you through them all, my God, in the name of Jesus. We draw strength this morning from our past experiences, knowing that we have been through things maybe even tougher than what we're going through now, but it was Christ Jesus that brought us through. It was Christ Jesus that delivered us. It was Christ Jesus that saved us, and we're thankful. We're thankful this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the ability to get up and put our eyes on the scriptures as we open up the Bible. Old fashioned, we open up the Bible this morning and put our eyes on the scriptures, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're able to get down on our knees and call on the true and living God, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are less fortunate right now. We pray for those that are outside right now. We pray for those who are in in shelters right now. We pray for those that are living inside of a tent right now. We pray that they would have food right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those that are over in the country where they're having wars right now. We pray, Lord, that the war would cease in the name of Jesus. We pray that those people would be reconnected with their families right now in the name of Jesus. We speak against anything evil. We speak against anything that the devil would want to throw, my God, in the name of anything he throw at us will go back as a boomerang to himself in the name of Jesus. We bind up every evil spirit right now that will come up against the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that the devil wants to throw at us, wants to curse us, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace and life and prosperity into the people of God, into their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We ask God to cover all children right now in the name of Jesus. All children going to school, coming from school, on the school buses, entering in the classrooms, we speak peace. We ask God's spirit to be upon them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask God's spirit to be upon them right now in the name. We ask for a spirit of revival right now into the hearts of the believers in Jesus' mighty name. We ask it. We ask that the desires of their heart be met this day in the name of Jesus. Some are believing God for big and brighter things, and we believe God for it with you. We stand in agreement with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand in agreement. We say thank you because you're good, you're merciful, you're kind. We say thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. People of God, be blessed today. Keep honoring God. God's going to lift you up. Stay humble. In Jesus' name, we pray amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Buckner. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, y'all. He's good and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We thank God today for Bishop and Pastor Lenore and their devotion to this, to the people of God. And we bless them for their dedication to this prayer ministry, to the prayer service, to every part of the ministry that they work in. We asking God to bless them, to extend the finances to them, to extend the need, meet every need, to over meet their needs, to keep them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to lead and direct his people. We thanking God for each and every one of you that have tuned in this morning to the ministry. We asking God to touch and bless you wherever you are, wherever you go, that he may lead you and direct you, that he may order even your thoughts this morning. We know that God is good and greatly to be praised. We thank God, hallelujah, for in praying for you and your family members and each and every one that have tuned in and that you stand in the stead of this morning. I wanted to go back to those that are out in the streets. My heart is just led more. Pray for them out there in the streets. Some are out there and they not in their right mind. Let's pray for them. It's cold out and my heart goes out to them. And if they have nowhere to be, and whether it's because they don't know where they at, what's going, you know, because drugs, alcohol, mental illness can do all manner of things to you. And you know, let's just pray for them. Pray for the babies everywhere. And let's just keep all of that in mind. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, at this time, we know that some might have to leave, but before you leave, I'm going to ask that you consider sowing a seed this morning to help the ministry to reach everywhere the Lord calls it to land. The Lord, Bishop have a vision in mind and things that he want to do with the ministry. I'm asking you that if you can sow, please do so. And sow it by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or go to text to give 216-446-1209. Any amount will do. You can also go to the ekcministries.org, leave your offering and your prayer request. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, at this time, I am your last prayer lead, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Lord. All right, y'all, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come in before you this morning, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you, Jesus. We thank you for who you are and what you have done. Lord God, we know it's not our will, but it's your will that be done, Jesus. We know, Lord God, that in us, Lord, is all manner of things and unrighteousness and sins, oh God. But we ask you, Father, that you may look within us, oh God, that you may search our heart, that you may take out anything that's not like you, Jesus. That you may cleanse us and forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Hallelujah. That you may lead us to the rock that is higher than I, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to wash us that we may be whiter than snow, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch us, Jesus. Many of us, oh God, are sick and afflicted in our bodies, oh God. But Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you suffered all things, oh God. And nothing that we go through can compare to what you went through, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for waking us up today, oh God, giving us a roof over our head, Lord God. Clothing in our right minds, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for the use and activities of our limbs, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us, oh God, going in and coming out, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for bringing us to the end of another year, Lord. We come into the close of 2024, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We didn't know how we was going to do it, Lord, but we did it, Lord, with your help, Jesus. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Jesus. We lift up our heart to you today, Lord, thinking on those, Lord God, that are out in the streets, Jesus, those that are homeless, Lord Jesus. My heart go out to them, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. For whatever the reasons may be, Jesus, they need you, Lord. Open up a window of heaven, Lord. Open up, Lord God, doors of opportunity, Lord God. Pour out your blessings, Lord God, upon them, Jesus. Lift up them, Lord, that are heavy burden, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Different situations. Oh, God, created the problems, oh, God. Hallelujah, but you know all things, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that need mental help, Lord, we ask you, Father, that you may touch them where they are, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, that you may stir them up, Lord. Stir up their minds, oh God. Oh, Jesus, direct them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Make a way out of no way, Jesus. Hallelujah, help them to see clear, Lord. To lean to you, Lord. To look to you, Lord. Give them the strength that they need to get up again, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Give them, Lord God, the ability, Lord God, to seek help and to do, to make an effort and do what they can, oh God. Protect the babies, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Watch over them, Jesus. Let your angels encamp about them, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, oh God, whatever situation we are in, Lord, we know that we can come to you, oh God. We can cry out to you, Jesus, and you will see our tears. You will hear our cries, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift us up, Lord. Lift us up, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord, those that are bereaving right now, Jesus. From losing loved ones, remember Sister Cynthia Horton and her family, oh God, for the loss of her brother, Jesus. Father, you're a faithful servant, Lord. We ask you to comfort her heart, Lord. Encourage her and her family, Jesus. Make a way out of no way for them. Give them the strength that they need, Jesus. Continue to look on Sister Karima and Brother Elvis and their family, Lord. They need you, Lord God. They need your strength. They need your love and your peace, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are our Father, Lord, and you feel us and you see us and you, Lord God, you want to be there for us, oh God. And through you, we can accomplish all things. Remember Minister Andre and his family, hallelujah, as they lost one of his cousins, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. And there's one that's hanging on, Lord God. But Lord God, we know it ain't over until you say it's over, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I'm asking you right now, Jesus, that you may go in the room, Lord, that you may touch Derek Brito, Lord, that you may enter into his mind, into his heart, Lord God, that you may save him, Jesus. Save him, oh God. Don't let him leave this earth, Lord God, without being filled with your spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Restore his mind, oh God, that he may know, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't let him suffer, Lord God, the way he's suffering, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that you are, you have a heart, Lord, for people, that you care and that you love us, oh God. We know, Lord God, that we can come to you with all of our problems and all of our cares. We know, Lord God, that you hear us and you see us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Father God, that you are our shield and our protector, Lord. Oh, God, you are our light in darkness, Jesus. Lift up the heavy burdens, oh, God. Loose the shackles, oh, God, that hold your people down, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Rain down, Lord, your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy is busy, 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 busy. He's trying to distract and discourage and take your people away from you, Lord God. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, Lord God. Even though he's busy, Lord, we know that you are busier. We know that you have your angels, oh God, encamped about those, Lord, that are yours, Jesus. We praise you today, oh God. We come to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because you care for us. Because you are our Redeemer, Lord. You are our Creator, O God. You are our Healer, O God. You are our Deliverer. You are the Miracle Worker, O God. Hallelujah. There is balm in Gilead, O God. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name, Jesus. We wipe away doubt and tears and fears, O God. We wipe away stress, O God. We wipe away pain, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the perfecter, Lord God. And we lean and we depend on you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We hold our heads up, O God, giving you honor and glory, Lord. Before we end this prayer, Father, we ask you to remember each and every person on this prayer call today, Lord, those that were on and had to leave and those that are still on. Remember them. Remember every unspoken request that is in their heart, every face that is in their mind, O God. Oh, hallelujah, and everyone that they stand in the gap for. Remember their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, their sisters and brothers, their mothers and their fathers, O God, their husbands and their wives, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, remember their co-workers, O God, their friends and their loved ones. Remember the enemies, Lord God, that they pray for. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for everyone connected to this ministry. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I thank you. God bless. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. I